It's time to check in on what's happening in and around Cal. Good morning, Alan.
Oh, good morning, Keith.
Bit wet up there, isn't it?
I think we have had close to our annual rainfall so far for January and February, but 200 mils thereabouts in most of us here, and then some have had a lot more and some have had a little bit less, of course. Not sure it's going to do any good, but I don't know. I suppose it won't do a great deal of harm, apart from the poor people who have their fences washed away and things. That's a bit of a nuisance.
That's exactly right. What's happening, or what did happen, I should say, with the Australia Day Awards?
Oh, well, not a lot happened this year. They didn't put on a breakfast like we traditionally do, the council. And so they had just a rather small ceremony in the Institute. And congratulations to Ian and Lorraine Mills for the Citizens of the Year. The young citizen was Reese Turner. And the Community Award for an event went to the Shed Tanks Committee for putting on a terrific show out there at the Shed Tanks in March last year.
I understand there's also going to be, have I got this right, a cards afternoon happening?
Oh, yeah, well, if you've got nothing else to do, if a Monday or a Wednesday afternoon between 2:45 and 4 o'clock, go along to the Uniting Church Hall, which is in 2nd Street, and you can join in the game of cards. They've got bridge and whatever hand and foot is. Don't ask me about that. That's a new one on me, but I'm pretty familiar with bridge and other card games as well. And it's just $2 to play cards all afternoon, and that gives you an afternoon tea as well, so I reckon that's pretty good afternoon's entertainment, really.
And what's happening on the library front?
Oh, well, the library has got a few reduced hours this year to what it normally is, but that's probably to do with the COVID, I'd say. Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m, the library is open. And then Fridays in the morning from 8:30 until 10:30 in the morning. But if you ring them up and you know the book you want, or they'll find the book for you or whatever, sometime between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m, 9 a.m. and 2 p.m, every day during the week, they'll, what they call them, click and collect. So you bring them up, get what you want, and they'll have it outside for you to collect. They also have got into recycling this year again. Household batteries, that's, you know, the hearing aid batteries or the double A's, the triple A's and that sort of thing. Bread tags, used postage stamps, toothbrushes and empty toothpaste tubes. They're recycling all that stuff. So if you've got such a thing, as long as they're reasonably clean, I assume, bring them on to the library.
That is certainly something I haven't heard recycled before, but be that as it may. And pending COVID, of course, what else is happening?
Oh, well, because of the COVID stuff, everyone's a little bit cagey about putting on too much, just in case there's someone comes along that's infected rather badly or whatever. But the RSL hopefully are going to reopen on Friday the 18th. Please check on the Cal Facebook page. There's a couple of community sites in Cal. I'm pretty sure that it'll be on there if and when they do open up. And just finally, unfortunately, we've had to cancel the last two Lions markets in the main street on the 9th of January and this Sunday just gone, the 6th of February. But hopefully we'll be going again on the 6th of March and April the 3rd. That's something, who knows, we're in the lap of the gods a bit with that, but we'll just try to see how we go when it comes a bit nearer the dawn.
All right, so we're hoping for March the 6th and April the 3rd for the next Cal markets.
Yeah.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Thank you very much, Alan. We'll chat again next month.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks very much for your time, and I hope everyone gets through this COVID business as best they can.